This is a Lip Media podcast.
Hello, welcome back to another episode of All Bases Covered, the podcast helping you navigate the beauty industry and cut through the bullshit.
You always say you're ready and then yawn.
I know, it's like I'm conditioned. It's actually stuck. I can't get it in or out.
Oh, no. Oh, now I need to yawn. I hate you.
All right, I'm good now. Oh, God. I might have just caught yours. Wait, I've caught yours.
I just did a half yawn because I laughed. I hate you.
This is really going back and forth. No, stop. You need to mute yours because I keep catching them back.
Mine's not actually coming out. It's just stuck.
That's
the worst. Okay. I'm ready.
I'm good. Wow. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Now that we've gotten over the yawning.
Oh, we just had a yawn tennis match, and I'm sorry. Probably just made all of our listeners think about yawning, and now you're all probably yawning.
We should stop because mine's going to come back. Good rally.
Match point. Hello, and welcome back to another mini episode. This week, we're doing another Fuck, Marry, Kill on Sunday Riley.
I'm sorry. I was yawning. We are Fuck, Marry, Kill Sunday Riley, one of our favorite brands. I think that every time we mention a Holy Grail product, there's often a Sunday Riley product in there. So this should be a good one.
Should be a goodie. The format of a Fuck, Marry, Kill episode, in case you haven't listened to one yet, is that we're going to go through a little bit about the brand, then the brand story, talk about what products exist within the brand, and then which products from the line that we would fuck, marry, and kill, and or kill.
Shall we get started with the brand story?
We shall. The first thing that I wrote down about Sunday Riley is that when you think about a cult high-end skincare brand, I feel like Sunday Riley is one of two that comes to mind for me. It's Sunday Riley and Drunk Elephant. What about you?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. It's got that, I don't know, like unique packaging style that you see on a shelfie and people buy all of the products from the brand.
Mm-hmm.
They don't just dip in and out. Like, even say with Dr. Dennis Gross, it's a very popular brand, at least here in Australia, it's pretty popular. And a lot of people will buy multiple things from him because they start to trust him. But, like, his products don't look aesthetic on a shelfie the way that a Sunday Riley or a Drunk Elephant product do.
Very true, yeah.
I agree about culty status. I also think when I think of Sunday Riley, the two things that came to my mind, which I'm sure we'll cover because they're in our criteria, but they're definitely that, quote, powered by science, balanced by botanicals.
Mm-hmm.
And they were one of the sort of original clean beauty brands before clean beauty was really a thing. They just made statements about avoiding, like, you know, synthetic fragrances and sulfates, and that they had actives and that they would add the benefits of, you know, botanicals to balance out the formula or make it smell better. But I think that's also something that people know about Sunday Riley is that their products don't always smell great because they've got potent ingredients and they don't necessarily care about them smelling great. They care about them being effective. And that's definitely the vibe that they've given off from the start.
Totally. So the brand itself is owned and founded by Sunday Riley herself. They're a cruelty-free brand and they're B Corp certified. They're very, like, environmentally conscious, which has come from the beginning, and they're all about luxury. So everything from the bottles and the packaging that we've already spoken about to the ingredients being, you know, active but also balanced with those potent natural ingredients is all very luxurious. And that's come from the fact that Sunday is a lover of natural ingredients and essential oils, and she believes that her products are about the full experience. So everything from her textures to her aromas and the efficacy of the products as well.
Yeah, they also talk on their website about the quality of the ingredients and where they source the ingredients from. And I think that's how you can sort of compare. I think they said something about supplier and ingredient integrity. And I think when you think of the lactic acid serum, say, that we tried from the Inkey List as a quote-unquote Good Genes dupe, and you compare that to Good Genes, the reason why it's so good is not only the percentage and the formula, but also the fact that Sunday Riley uses purified lactic acid, not just any, you know, milk derivative lactic acid, and I feel like you really can tell that in the product.
100%. So the reason that she started her skincare line, for a little bit of history, is that she did see at the time that there was a gap in the market for green technology, as she calls it. So she wanted to create a range of products that nurtured and nourished the skin, but also had active ingredients so that the products actually worked.
Mm-hmm.
So when Sunday Riley got started, do you know that she launched in Barneys, and at the time, Barneys only gave her 3 stores? And they were like, we don't think that you're going to make it, so we're not going to risk all of them on you. And apparently they launched her at Christmas time, or like in October, and they put all of her products like behind the Christmas displays.
Why would they bother ranging her though?
I don't know. I guess because Good Jeans had started to get a little bit of a cult status in their own right, and they must have just been like, all right, we'll take a shot on her.
Okay.
I don't really know. And so anyway, she said, but I want to be in all of the stores, and how do I get into all the stores? And they were like, well, if you hit your sales targets, then we'll expand you. Mm-hmm. And apparently they hit all of their sales targets within the first 6 months, and they went into all stores around America.
There you go.
Do you remember? I was shocked to my core initially, and then I remembered Sunday Riley used to have makeup as well.
Yeah, until not that long ago.
So they've relaunched, from what I can tell, they've relaunched their makeup twice. So
yeah, it never does well. Okay,
yeah.
So I remember the single eyeshadow pans and all of
yes.
that. Yes. And it must have come to Mecca.
It did in 2013. Soon. Yeah.
Okay. So the brand launched in 2009, FYI, and it was called Sunday Riley Modern Skincare, interestingly, which at some point they've rebranded to just Sunday Riley.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, okay, I remember it being, okay, it must have been in uni when Sunday Riley launched, and I remember the big display at Mecca, and it had, I can't remember what else, oh, it had like a tinted primer and lipsticks.
Yeah,
I do remember that, and I was actually thinking about that when I was thinking of the brand history. And then I remember it was only last year, wasn't it, when they launched a tinted moisturizer, and it sort of didn't do well, and it didn't even make it to Australia. We never got it.
It was a couple of years ago, because I saw that Huda Beauty has like a blog. Anyway, they did a post being like, Sunday Riley's launched a makeup product. Woohoo. And I was like, what? That seems really recent. I'm surprised that I haven't seen more of it. But yeah, on some digging, they've absolutely canned their beauty line completely again. So yeah. I don't know. She said at the time when they were in Barneys that she had launched with a small makeup collection, but the brand realized that there was just too much involved in selling makeup. So she was like, the inventory was too much. We needed a bigger team. And so they culled it back then and focused on skincare. So yeah, I don't know. I guess they keep trying to push through and not quite getting there.
Yeah. Interesting.
Good Jeans is the only product that's been with the brand since the beginning, even though there has been a couple of, or at least one tragic reformulation along the way, I believe.
What's been tragically reformulated?
Didn't they, maybe it was only for the UK. They had to reduce the amount of lactic acid that was in it. Or glycolic.
No, they made it glycolic in the EU.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
And one other thing that I found to be very notable on the brand is that Sunday Riley herself says that Sunday Riley is a yes brand because she is a yes person. She says that they don't say what they're not, they say what they are, and she believes that more is more, not less is more, and that she's usually working on about 8 different formulas at any given time.
Interesting. I feel like their yes is more is almost a deliberate differencing from Drunk Elephant.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, I feel like they're quite comparable brands in terms of what they include, what their brand offers in general, and their culty status. And Drunk Elephant is very much definitely a no, 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 we don't contain this, suspicious 6. And they go and specifically shout out on the Sunday Riley website that they are not about what they're not including.
Yeah, right.
It's interesting.
That is very interesting. Maybe you're perfectly right, because in every interview that I read with Sunday Riley, she referred back to that more is more, I'm a yes person thing. And I was like, that is such an interesting statement for you to make, because I feel up until the last couple of years, Sunday Riley has been a very minimal brand line.
Yes, that's something I wanted to touch on as well. I would have put Sunday Riley in the same category as we put Hourglass, in that I would say I would use almost every single one of their products. If I wouldn't use it, I at least saw the person that it was designed for, and I could 100%. Sell or recommend it to someone else, and that they only really launch products here and there, and yeah, a relatively minimalist line. However, that has definitely changed literally in the last 6 months. There's been 3 or 4 new products launched, when realistically that would normally take like, what, 3 years to bring out 3 or 4 products?
Yeah, in Sunday Riley times, yes, 100%. Yeah,
so very...
I remember when they brought out Luna, and then they brought out Tidal quite soon after. Like, they expanded the Tidal range quite soon after, and I remember thinking, like, oh, that was a lot. And then they brought out CEO Glow after that. That felt like it was soon, when those 3 lines got expanded. And then, boom, all of a sudden now there's all these ancillary products in the range. Like, they've gone into scalp care, they've gone into body care, they've got candles. Like, what?
Yeah, so in the last couple of months, or this year, they've brought out the scalp treatment, an illuminating body oil, the new spot treatment that we talked about, a candle, which literally came out of nowhere. And I think one other product that I was just... Oh, and the body scrub scalp, the body scrub.
Yeah.
That's 5 products, oh my goodness, this year, which is absolutely huge. Like, that's like a Estee Lauder style launching. Oh,
and you forgot the pink drink, the essence.
Oh my God, yeah, 6. Wow, that is absolutely... That's like a third of their range almost.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane. It's also worth mentioning with Sunday Riley, there's actually quite a few, well, not quite a few, but there's a decent number of products that are ranged in the US that aren't ranged here. And I think that goes to show that she does talk about more is more, and she's using active ingredients, and she's using high percentages of them, which is why some of them aren't ranged in Australia, like the Tidal range, I think, because it's got, oh, I can't remember the ingredient. It'll take me forever to guess, but it's got an ingredient that we can't sell here, and it's a good ingredient. Of course, it comes straight to me while I'm editing. It's Arbutin, which is similar to hydroquinone, so really brightening. Good shit. And then, as we spoke about, the different version of Good Genes for the EU. So, yeah, she does put potency as a forefront of her brand. The one other thing that's like a bit tea-worthy that I wanted to discuss about Sunday Riley is that people are obsessed with figuring out what her qualification is. I think in the beginning she called herself a cosmetic scientist.
And right.
All these interviews and like people have tried to catch her out, and she says she's described herself and refers to herself as a formulator and as a cosmetic scientist. However, people have gone and asked the uni that she studied at, and they say like she doesn't have a degree from there, but she says that she studied there. And I think she said, like, I was studying cosmetic science at the time or something. And, like, she's a member of an association, like, you know, the Cosmetic Scientists Association. But that association reported that she has a member status, but that member status is not required to have a degree. And it's like, okay, I get it. If she's called herself something that she's not qualified as, it's a bit iffy. But if she's, like, studied the degree and then missed one subject and was like, actually, I'm not going to complete it because I'm already doing really well, and she does all of this extra learning and she's members of all of these boards and she's producing bomb-ass products, why do people care? Like,
I don't think it matters, to be honest. Like, I imagine she's not the sole formulator on her product lines. Like, well, she's probably got a team.
Yeah, she would have a team. Although I did see that she said that she has formulated every product but one in the line. But there's obviously people that are tweaking it alongside with her. It's not like people aren't getting angry at Mariana Hewitt, who's from Sunday Riley, who's a bloody blogger, and being like, well, where's your qualification? But I guess they want to catch her out if she's claimed to be something that she's not. But look, a degree does not make a good employee, you know?
100% not, no. I mean, yes, not to poo-poo anybody who has a degree, because if you have a degree in something, you are, especially a PhD, you're an expert in that. Field. Like, that is your niche. But I don't think that people can't learn about things by not having a degree. So I don't know. I can imagine a lot of angry scientists being angry about me saying this because I haven't studied science. But Lisa. you're a scientist.
I just think, like, give her a break. I get if she lied that it's annoying, but also just, like, relax on trying to figure out what her qualification is. Every interview I read, people were, like, trying to call her out on it. And I remember watching a video ages ago with Pixie Wu, and they interviewed her. And I think in that video she said, like, I studied chemistry or I'm a cosmetic scientist or something along those lines. That video has now been deleted. Mm-hmm. People are obviously going back on it and trying to reference it. And it's like, oh, for fuck's sake, you're all crazy. Just good genes is good. She formulated it. Therefore, she can do some good things. Let her have it. I think it goes without saying that the brand hero is, in fact, good genes, which is
100%
a lactic acid serum, exfoliating, hydrating, brightening, fabulous product. Is there anything else that we need to talk about in terms of the brand, other than also it's a cruelty-free brand and we've talked about their environmental and sustainability standpoint?
I guess we have touched on the fact that the product range includes skincare, so they've got now everything from essences to cleansers, serums, toners. Actually, do they have a toner or is it just the essence? Not 100%
sure. They do have a toner. I'm going to talk about it later.
Oh, and then cleansers, moisturizers and masks. They've got scalp care. They have that one exfoliating scalp product. Body care, they have that shimmering glow body oil and the body scrub, which are both new. Yeah. And the candle and a pillow spray as well.
Oh my God, the pillow spray. Where the fuck did that come from? So yeah, they've really diversified this year and I am rejecting it. I don't know. I would like to smell the candle, but I just, as we've mentioned 100 times, stick to what you're good at. Your makeup line's failed twice. Every skincare item that you launch tends to do wonderfully well. Just stick to it, please.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Anyway, what's your fuck?
I struggled between two, and straight off the bat, it was UFO. Because I feel like that's such a good product, but I only use it when I need it. It's not something that I use all the time. And I also had good genes as a fuck because same sort of thing. It's always in my skincare lineup, but I don't always use it, if that makes sense. It has a specific place and time.
Yep, I agree. Good genes was my fuck as well for the purpose that it's so good and every time you use it, you're like, oh my God, that's so good. But then you can easily forget about it. And I could, if I had to, replace it with other products. But I don't want to.
No, me either. Yeah. What's your marry?
I think that ours is going to be the same here. However, I'm really torn between two here. I want to say Juno oil because it's a long-standing favorite. However, if I think of like just a truly hydrating oil, tend to opt for my Sarah Chapman as my like holy grail oil, so it kind of comes in second place. But then when I think about CEO Glow oil, that's really like the only vitamin C serum that I enjoy using. All the rest are so stinky and a weird texture and they're so like tight and dry on my skin. So I really love CEO Glow and I do use it every day, and at the moment I'm probably using it more than Juno, and you just can't make me choose between the two oils. Okay, you just can't.
Okay, I won't.
What's your marry?
Mine was Juno, yeah. It's just a staple. I will never go without it. I need it in my life. And that's all I can say.
It's just a classic.
Yeah.
And what's your kill?
So both of my kills, I had no personal reason to kill them. One of them was Tidal. No real reason, just it wouldn't be for me. And Luna, because I find that it's too... I find it quite drying I find that it's not right for my skin. It makes me quite sensitive and I don't like it, but I know it has a place. So they're reluctant kills for me.
Why would Tardo not be for you?
I don't know. It says it's an oil-free water cream and I was like, meh.
Yeah, fair. I've actually got 3 kills, which is ironic for a brand that I really like.
Uh-huh, go.
But I'm relatively passionate about all of these. One is the Martian Toner.
That's the toner.
Yeah. Martian Toner is weird. It's sort of like a daytime, like, clay-based mattifying toner that I believe Sunday formulated for her daughter because she was sort of getting shiny and oily and wanted to give her something that she could use like throughout the day to mattify. Mm. I reckon this has been discontinued because I don't think it sells well at all for an obvious reason. It's like a weird like gel texture and you've got to put it on a cotton round and like it's just a bit of a nothing product. I feel like, you know, UFO, although it's an oil texture, you know, would do more for an oily or acneic skin than Martian could ever dream of.
Yeah.
So that's, I reckon, discontinued and good. I feel like I dreamt that into life. The second kill is the body oil called Fairy Godmother. One, because it's part of that new launch that's really thrown me off. Two, because it's a shimmering body oil that costs over $70. And I just think, why? Like, I don't see the price justification, and I also don't. Nah, I just no. I don't think it's like on brand for them, and I don't like it. And
I wanted to kill it, but I didn't know enough about it to want to kill it. I was like, I could say that I want to kill that, but it might be great.
Yeah,
so
true. It's tricky because I bet you I'd put it on and typical Sunday Riley style, it would be really nice. But to me, it just seems like an even more expensive Boom Boom Illumination oil or like, I don't know.
Maybe it'll look great on your wedding day.
No. I don't get why people were so obsessed with wearing like body oils on their wedding day. I don't want to shimmer and I don't want to get shit all over my dress. And the last thing that I want to kill is particularly painful because it's the ICE Ceramide Moisturizer, because when I heard that was launching, I thought, great, rich ceramides, Sunday Riley, it's hitting all of the things that I enjoy in a product.
Yeah.
And then I went to try it in store and I smelt it and I can't use it. It smells like amaretto or that fake sort of marzipan-y cherry smell.
Oh, yuck.
And
yeah,
it makes me horrifically sick. It's the same. It's actually a very similar smell to the Drunk Elephant hair care and body care smell, which I also despise. And it's just, no. I could smell it from a mile away. I hate it. And I just don't know why they made it such a strong smelling product, particularly for a rich ceramide cream, which you kind of think that you'd want to be really bland and just have it as like that nice like cold cream, like really rich,
yeah,
nothing moisturizer. Yeah. So yeah, they fucked up there.
They're all good kills, I think, in their own rights. I mean, the thing is, I was going to say, pretty much everything in the range is for someone. And that's the good thing about Sunday Riley still at this point. They've not gone so over the top that there's no point.
Yeah, I'd say they're heading that way with some of the new launches.
Yeah.
All of the core stuff definitely has a place for everyone. And if you're shopping in Sunday Riley, I'd say, like, the cleansers are decent, the moisturizers are decent, but the serum/serum-y oils is where it's at. So Juno, UFO, Luna, and CEO Glow and CEO.
Yeah.
Good jeans. So all of those are where it's at. You get actives in different textures and formulas, and they're amazing. And yeah, definitely worthy of their cult status. Definitely can supplement with their moisturizers or their cleansers. They're lovely too. And then if you want the extra stuff, go for it.
Totally agree. I couldn't agree more.
Also, the oils look really cute when you have them like all together.
All lined up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I have a CEO Glow, a UFO, a Luna, and a Good Jeans next to each other, and they're like so cute.
They're best friends.
So good. Also, the Power Couple is a really good value set from Sunday Riley, and they sell it all the time. So it's a half size Luna and Good Jeans, which work really well together. And it is actually quite good value because it's less than double. it's less than half the, do you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
you could buy two of the power couples and it would cost
less money
than buying two
full size.
Yeah. quick slow maths with Mort.
What a way to end this wrap up of the brand.
Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed. Hope you will go and buy Sunday Riley product.
Please do, and tell the person when you purchase it, even if it's in the notes on your online checkout, that, you know, All Bases Covered made you do it.
Oh my God, that would be the best. When it's like, leave a gift message, All Bases Covered made you do it, and then you get it and it's on the card, like, oh, okay. Yes, do it.
Please, we want everyone to know.
Thank you for listening. Right. We will see you on Monday for another normal episode.
Catch you Monday. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.